Welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter, Zichrono Livrocha, Bitochen message, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Le'ilui Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim and Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren and Moshe, and should be a schus for a Refuah Shleima. For unfortunately, many cholim, Rafael Daniel, Ben Miriam Leah, Yosef Chaim, Ben Miriam Yaakov, Ben Malka, Sor Brindle, Bas Kittel, Yochevet Sora, Bas Afruma Fega, Bekol Sha'ar Chole Yisrael. This week is a difficult week. Unfortunately, we've been having a lot of difficult weeks. On Sunday, in New Jersey, in two separate communities, there were two levayas. One of a young woman, maybe in her 20s, one of a young child, 6 years old. And tragedy shakes a community and shakes up individuals, sometimes to the core of their being. And although, Baruch Hashem, many of these people find the strength to cope, the emuna to strengthen themselves and continue maintaining their convictions and their derech in life, sometimes those that are a little bit more distance from the actual tragedy even have a worse time. And it raises many, many different emotions. And I thought, therefore, maybe we could address this in a roundabout way. I believe that everything that we talk about week to week in the issues of Bitochen are really part of a background and a foundation that helps when, Rahman Litzlan, unfortunately, we have to deal with tragic situations. To the degree that we have succeeded in strengthening our relationship with Hashem, to the degree that we have succeeded in strengthening our emunah, to the degree that we have succeeded in strengthening our bitochen and our steadfast understanding and emotional commitment to Hashem as the ultimate Baal Chesed and Baal Rachamim, the ultimate source of kindness and mercy. It's to that degree that we find the strength to better deal with the difficulties and challenges and even the tragedies that we might face or might be existing in our surroundings. I recall an incident many years ago that took place, which to me was a serious lesson in how this works. There was a family that was stricken with an illness, and serious illness. And at the time, I had just published a very simple work on Bitochen, a patient's guide to Bitochen. I think it was entitled Facing the Unknown. It happens to be available in a Bitochen reader that we have available. It's actually available through Priority 1. It's, I guess, at priority-1.org. And these people got involved in Yoni Bitochen, the family, and they were very inspired and uplifted. And Baruch Hashem, the individual who was ill, went into remission. A few years went by, and then I heard that this person took sick again, and eventually, not too long later, I guess, passed away. And frankly, I was afraid to go to be Menachem Avelim, to go into that house in front of the Avelim. And I felt that I would be viewed as the false prophet of hope, or the prophet of false hope, having been mechazik them and inspired them to strengthen their bitochen and eventually reach this tragic disappointment. The last day of the Shiva, I believe it was, I finally had to go. I was very friendly. I knew the family well. And when I walked in, they said, "Where have you been? We've been waiting for you." And I really thought they were waiting to stone me. Like, you know, look what you gave us, all these false hopes and so much damage. And yet, they said something very profound. They said, "We wanted to thank you." And they said the following: "The strength in bitochen that we developed through the trying years of illness gave us the connection to Hashem, the closeness to Hashem, the confidence in Hashem, the appreciation of Hashem's chesed and rachamim, that now, because of that, we are able to cope with this tragedy. Had we not elevated ourselves in that level of connection and trust in Hashem's chesed and rachamim, we don't know if we'd be able to deal with this tragedy." And that, I believe, is a very, very profound and significant lesson. We have to strengthen ourselves in every way possible, in our kesher, in our relationship, in our trust, in our realization of Hashem's chesed, in the realization of Einoid Milvadoi, that there is no other koyach in the world other than Hashem, in the realization that Hashem does everything, and kol ma de'ovid rachmona le'tavovid, everything Hashem does, and we even call him Rachmona, the merciful one, is all for the good. It's all chesed. It's all rachamim. That's what he is all about. And when we realize that, then those things in life which seem antithetical, just the opposite of mercy and rachamim, we have to understand that we can't see it. We don't get it. We don't know. We don't understand. We don't see the broader picture. But we have to view it in such a way that we know that everything Hashem does is for the good, even though it's mind-boggling and beyond anybody's imagination how we could see this as such, as something that in reality is for the good. But that's really necessary in order to cope. But it's really, the trick is that these feelings and understandings and values and emotions should precede the facing difficult situations. Because if we approach people with these ideas when the situation is already the tragedy is already, has already occurred, or the situation is already dire and dismal and desperate, it's much, much harder to be able to penetrate. The truth of the matter is, the whole question of understanding Hashem and why he does things is really beyond us. Hashem tells that to Eoiv in Perek Lamed Ches, when you are Hashem al Eoiv, Efo Yiso Bios Dioretz. How do you think you can understand everything I do in this world? You aren't around at the time of creation. You don't know all of my considerations. You don't know all of the interactions, and you don't know anything. So it's much like you're looking downstairs at a beautiful needlepoint which is facing upward, and all you see is the disheveled threads hanging down. Come upstairs, you'd see the broad picture and the total tapestry. And, you know, and we don't really see. But it seemed that Hashem waited till Perek Lamed Ches to tell that to Yoiv and allowed him to struggle with trying to make some sense out of his suffering. It seems there's a need to attempt to make sense, even though the end result and the final answer really is, it's going to be beyond our comprehension. But to accept such an answer is very, very difficult. And there's a very driving need to try to understand things. One of the things that are helpful, especially when young people pass away, is the fact that the Sforim tell us that in the towards the end of days, in the times before Mashiach will come, there will be many Gilgulim, that is the Shomus of people who lived in previous generations who had to return to this world to finish up some unfinished business, so to speak, and to complete and to be Mashlem and to perfect themselves beyond what they've already achieved. And the young people, oftentimes, that's what it is. They were here for a certain amount of time. That was their mission. That was the time that was granted to them to fulfill that mission. And then they leave this world. And sometimes that realization can make things a little bit easier, especially when you're talking about young children who have never done anything wrong in their lives. So, obviously, nothing has to do with anything that they did. And this sometimes makes it a little bit easier when we look at it from that perspective. And we need to, we have a right to try to make a little bit sense out of things. But ultimately, we have to know that the real answer, the true answer, the only real answer is, where were you when I created the world? I believe there's another message which can be helpful to deal with the difficulties and the tragedies that unfortunately occur in life. The Novi says, the Pasuk, the Novi says, Berega kotoin azavtich uverachamim gedolim akapsech. I have forsaken you for a rega kotoin, for a short minute. I have forsaken you for a short minute, and with great mercy I gather you in. And that pasuk, that pasuk is a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Dalet. Perek Nun Dalet, I believe, in Perek Nun Dalet in Yeshaya. And the Radak seems to let him shot in the post. He says, the Golus is really long and difficult. But when we will see the Rachmei Dishmaya, the Rachamim of Hashem, and that Rachamim will be clear to us. We'll see the Rachamim of Hashem here in the Kibbutz Goyis, the ingathering of all the exiles. Then in retrospect, all the suffering of the Golus will appear like a mere moment. When we feel Hashem's love, when we feel Hashem's mercy, then the difficulties of the past, in hindsight, in retrospect, look like, oh, we had a minute or two, could be 2,000 years, but a minute or two of suffering, that's all it seems like, because the mercy of Hashem has such a healing power, has such an uplifting power, has such a soothing power, that it will look to us as if, oh, yeah, I had a minute or two, that was a little tough over there, but nothing to worry about, it was really nothing. And that's on one level. There's another level that I think is also relevant. There was this week a simcha. Baruch Hashem, I hope, and I'm sure there were many simchas. The simcha that took place with a couple having a baby boy, having been very desirous of having another boy. And after what was at the time a tragic miscarriage, and this individual, father of the boy, says to me, he says, you know, after that miscarriage, and because of it, I now have a new appreciation of the kindness, of the mercy of Hashem that He's given me and this child. Sometimes the difficulties of life give us a newfound sense of appreciation. We tend to take things for granted, and when we take things for granted, there's not much appreciation. When we have difficulty, and then the difficulties resolve, Hashem resolves those difficulties, and we see and appreciate it and feel, look what has happened. Look at the rachamim. Look at the kindness. Look at the chesed. Look what Hashem has done. Then the difficulties that we suffered in the past and make us have a deeper appreciation for these things, because we can't take it for granted, because it didn't happen the first time around and it doesn't necessarily always happen, and we have to really focus on and appreciate the chesed and the rachamim that Hashem is doing for us now. It behooves all of us in times of challenge and difficulty to strengthen our bittachon. That begins with, after everything is said and done, strengthening our emuna in Hashem as the Kol Yochol, the Ein Matzor Hashem Milo Ishia, the one who can do everything and anything, and nothing can interfere or prevent him from doing that which he wants. The recognition that Hashem is the ultimate Baal Chesed V'Rachamim. He is the total and complete Baal Chesed, bestowing Chesed upon his creation every moment, in every place, throughout every time in history. And the same thing with his Rachamim on every suffering and every difficulty, full of mercy for us. And when we recognize these things and through them bring ourselves to trust Hashem, we truly not only will develop the Menuchas HaNefesh, which will allow us to cope with the difficulties, but we will generate a Zchus, which can actually have a very strong and positive influence in resolving our difficulty, in helping us to overcome our challenges, and preventing so much of the pain, suffering, and tragedy that occurs to Klal Yisrael.